Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The Stockholm Water Prize, often called the Nobel Prize for Water, has been awarded to a remarkable individual who has dedicated his life to ensuring that the world's most precious resource is used wisely and equitably. Kaveh Madani, the director of the UN University Institute for Water, Environment and Health, UNENVIR, has been chosen for this prestigious honor for his groundbreaking work on water security, conflict resolution, and transboundary water governance. What makes this award so remarkable is that it is a recognition of Madani's tireless efforts to address the global water crisis, which affects over 2 billion people worldwide. But who is Kaveh Madani? He is an Iranian-American water scientist, environmental policy expert, and academic with a PhD from the University of California, Davis. Madani has taught at some of the world's top universities, including Imperial College London and Yale University, and has served as the deputy head of Iran's Department of Environment. His expertise lies in water conflicts, game theory applications in water management, transboundary river disputes, and climate change and water security. The Stockholm Water Prize is one of the world's most prestigious environmental honors, and it has been awarded annually by the Stockholm International Water Institute, CIVI, and the Stockholm Water Foundation since 1991. It is presented by H.M. King Carl XVI Gustaf of Sweden at the Stockholm World Water Week in August and comes with a cash prize of 1 million Swedish krona, approximately 80 lakh. Madani's historic firsts are truly remarkable. He is the youngest ever laureate at just 44 years old, the first UN official to win the prize, and the first former politician to receive this honor. But what is the significance of the Stockholm Water Prize, and why is it relevant to our lives? The answer lies in Madani's concept of water bankruptcy, which he introduced in a landmark UN report in January 2026. According to Madani, the terms water stress or water crisis are inadequate when water insecurity becomes chronic, systemic, and partly irreversible. In other words, the world has reached a point where water is no longer a renewable resource, and its scarcity has become a major threat to global food security, economic growth, and human well-being. Madani's work is closely tied to India's water challenges, which are among the most pressing in the world. With just 4% of the world's freshwater resources, India is home to 18% of the global population. The country faces extremely high water stress, ranking 13th globally in this regard, according to the World Resources Institute Aqueduct Atlas. River water disputes are a major issue, with the Kaveri, Ravibis, and Mahadai rivers being notable examples. Groundwater depletion is another critical concern, with India being the world's largest groundwater extractor, extracting approximately 250 cubic kilometers of water per year. Now, let us turn to the historical context. Madani's journey to becoming a water champion is a remarkable one. He returned to Iran in 2017 as the deputy head of Iran's Department of Environment to reform water governance. However, he faced intense opposition from state-aligned media, who accused him of espionage and called him a water terrorist and bioterrorist. He was arrested and interrogated multiple times before being forced into exile in 2018. His 2026 Stockholm Water Prize is a testament to his courage and perseverance in the face of adversity. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Stockholm Water Prize was established in 1991 and is awarded annually by the Stockholm International Water Institute and the Stockholm Water Foundation. The prize is presented by H.M. King Carl XVI Gustaf of Sweden and comes with a cash prize of 1 million Swedish krona. Kaveh Madani is the youngest ever laureate at 44 years old, the first UN official to win the prize, and the first former politician to receive this honor. Now, How does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Stockholm Water Prize is a significant award that highlights the importance of water security and governance. It is essential that you remember the name of the institute that Madani heads, UNUNVA, which is a part of the United Nations University, UNU, system. The institute's focus areas include water-energy-food nexus, water governance, transboundary water management, and water security in conflict zones. Remember this number: India ranks 13th globally in water stress, according to the World Resources Institute Aqueduct Atlas. Note that the Jal Jeevan Mission, launched in 2019, aims to provide functional household tap connections to every rural household by 2024. In conclusion, Kaveh Madani's Stockholm Water Prize is a testament to his dedication to ensuring that the world's most precious resource is used wisely and equitably. His work on water security, conflict resolution, and transboundary water governance has far-reaching implications for global food security, economic growth, and human well-being. As we move forward, it is essential that we prioritize water governance and security, just as Madani has done throughout his career.